You're listening to Ask Your Editor, a writing podcast for writers. Join your hosts, Abby Rotstein, writer, mental health advocate, and stand-up comic, and Amanda Edens, fiction editor for self-publishing writers, to navigate the writer's life and the writing process. You're listening to Ask Your Editor, a writing podcast for writers.
Hello, listeners. Today, Abby and I are going to do a special episode on college degrees. I know I see in the writers' groups quite frequently and just among young writers the question, do I need to get a degree in English or writing in order to be a writer? And will a degree in English or writing make me a better writer? So Abby and I have kind of strong opinions about this, and it's based on our experiences, of course, but first I figured we would talk a little bit about those experiences. Abby and I both do have degrees in writing, and we'll tell you a little bit more about those experiences and then address the ultimate question, do you need to have a degree to be a writer? Abby, would you like to go first? Abby has an MFA in creative writing, right?
Yeah, that's true. So as an undergrad, I majored in English, and then I decided that I wanted to go to graduate school to pursue writing further. And I did this pretty much right after I graduated with my BA. And so I took, as an undergrad, I took several writing workshops. And then of course my MFA was just pretty much focused on writing, and doing those workshops. And we had a pretty small program. There were six fiction writers in my year, and then there was a year ahead of us, and they had, I think, roughly around the same people. So it was a small group, and in that way, it's nice because you can learn about each other's writing and share your writing. I personally did not have any MFA writing workshop horror stories that I've heard about. I know that some people have had their work torn apart by, if not their cohorts, but the teacher, and none of that stuff happened with me. One thing that did happen that was that wasn't so enjoyable was that there were several professors in the writing program who just weren't engaged in it, and they didn't encourage or support us. But then on the other hand, there were several who did. So
I think that's par for the course for a degree in any discipline. You know, you get those tenured professors that have been there for 20 years and they just keep collecting the paycheck.
Yeah. I'm just going to phone it in for this workshop. So that would have been nicer to be more engaged, but like you said, it happens. And I think that ultimately the best thing about my experience, which I should have used more, was that I was essentially given 2 years of time to write. And that's really what I can think of as the best thing about the program. Now, it was an opportunity to go to this program. It was a privilege to go to this program, and not everybody has that opportunity. I was given a TA-ship so that it would cover my tuition and living expenses, but not everybody can take 2 years out of their lives to attend a program that essentially, even if you become a TA or an RA, you you're not getting paid a living wage, essentially.
Yeah. I know my husband went to grad school, and he was given a quarter of a TA ship or a half of a TA ship. So ultimately he had to work through his master's. So that was a little tough on him.
Yeah. So I think And I know we're going to talk in more detail about pros and cons and answering the ultimate question, but I think that definitely keep in mind that not everybody has the resources to go to grad school.
So let's dig a little bit deeper in terms of your experience. So you got a bachelor's in English lit, correct?
Right.
Right. So what did your bachelor's give you in terms of like your path of being a writer?
I think that I am very pro humanities. And obviously I have that bias, but I think that I had that degree and I took several literature courses and I also took several philosophy courses and all kinds of things that I could fit into my schedule. And it gives you, I think that degree gives you experience with a wide variety of literature, which is helpful to writers. And of course, critical thinking skills, reading a text and tearing it apart. I'm sorry, analyzing it. That definitely helps build critical thinking skills.
So then from your bachelor's degree, equipped with all of the literature you've read, your critical thinking skills and analysis skills, and just being immersed in the academic life in terms of literature, you went to your MFA, which was focused specifically on writing.
Yes. There were graduate seminars that were a part of the degree, but the majority of the focus was on writing.
Okay, cool. I think I'll talk a little bit about my experience as a comparison, because mine was a lot different than Abby's. I do not currently have a higher degree, a master's degree. I'm among those people that Abby mentioned that did not have the resources to spend another 2 years in school, but I have not given up. My husband went and got his master's, and it's, you know, in our life plan for me to catch up and get mine, which I will be doing an MFA. I did get accepted, though, at the University of Baltimore. I just could not make it work. But I actually got a bachelor's in creative writing. Well, more specifically, it was a literature degree, but it was with a creative writing track. So I was focusing on both the literature and the writing for my bachelor's degree. And it was very similar to like an MFA setup. It just fit within my bachelor's courses. We would have writing deadlines and then we would meet and go over everybody's writing and do, you know, live workshop. And then armed with the feedback of our cohort, we would go and continue the piece and so on all semester. We would do anywhere between 3 and 4 short stories a semester. And short stories really, not because there's anything wrong with writing a novel, but just because that's what you can do sort of in the confines of a semester-long class. But I have mentioned him on this podcast before, but my creative writing professor was a drill instructor-like person who sort of beat us into being good writers. A lot of people don't really like get along with that kind of personality, but I grew and flourished as a writer under him. Like, I cannot even say. He was a very nice man outside of the classroom. The drill instructor persona was really just his teaching style. and so it would scare away the people who were not fully invested in the major, and those of us who were really serious actually stayed around and took the abuse. Or maybe we were just too dumb to get scared away. but during those courses, giving feedback and peer reviews and listening to the seminars is when I kind of decided that I was an editor, because I liked that side of the classes more than creating my own piece in the writing process. I liked the review process a lot more, and that's when I decided I was an editor. I went to a liberal arts school, which meant I took a lot of literature courses in addition to the writing courses, and I took a lot of other types of courses. Just like Abby, I took like philosophy courses, a lot of humanities, which in my opinion gives writers like a lot of experience and knowledge to draw from in order to write with authority on a number of different topics and life experiences, which is good. Like I took criminal justice. I took, you know, a number of science classes. Yes, I had to take, you know, some science courses that are outside my major, but, you know, all of that in the effort of being like a well-rounded person, which can only help being a writer, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree, because you never know what is going to spark an idea, and you never know what is going to wind up in your novel, your story, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, can I just circle back to you said per semester you did 3 to 4 stories?
Yeah.
What? So, you know what, maybe... Oh, I understand. Okay, so I was thinking in my workshops, we only did 2, but then I realized that we were on the quarter system. So they were much shorter, and I thought, wow, they're doing a lot.
Yeah. So really it was like we would workshop one story, then we'd workshop another story, and then the final story or the final grade would be either a revision of one of those 2 stories or another story altogether if you wanted to roll the dice and write one without a workshop. And then some people wrote like a 4th story if they found out like earlier in the semester that like the one that they were working on just was not going to pan out, which I had a couple stories like that. That was like, this one's not going anywhere. So I'm going to start a different one. So 3 to 4.